going well.
Down the mountain safely into the oven. I'm doing good. Hope you are.
Get here.
See your new RV park out here.
You filling up fast?
It's, probably 50% full now.
No name or advertisement or anything about it.
Sign or anything this morning when I come through.
One of those long-term style, or if it's just a rental, or if it's just for, you know, some workers or something.
And they stacked them in there, though. They didn't put no room in between them.
You know, from the campground, they had a bear up there on Monday.
In Harrisville?
Yeah, Roger.
Go inspect your trailer and make sure nothing's wrong with it.
They didn't say he did any damage.
What if they smell food?
3 hours with a new corporate vendor today.
In 3 hours with a new corporate vendor, or what exactly is that?
Picked a vendor for, to be a corporate vendor for, like, bearings and belts and seals and stuff like that. So they're coming by for meet and greet and then see what all we stock and, you know, write down numbers and talk about what the game plan is.
I'll do that.
This is leaving on the July 3rd.
But it's you until they find somebody else.
Report to you, boss, but you don't do a lot with the, you know, the stores part of it. And then, so, I mean, he'll be there too. So, yeah, we'll just wait and see who all they pick for my new boss.
You
there?
I'm just saying it could be you, the new boss.
Somebody else in there this morning?
Anybody else?
Shit is terrible this morning.
Get over here where I'm at, so I don't know what the deal is.
That time.
Up on sandy flats, and normally it's not too bad through here. Thank you for your time off.
Hey, as long as nobody schedules me something that I hadn't planned on.
Good thing like that.
But when we're on vacation, you know, something happens with one of the kids and they're in dire need of something.
Yeah. Anytime I make a plan for me to do something that, you know, I want to do, you know, something happens and, you know, somebody's got a water heater that's leaking, or, you know, water leak or something, catastrophe's happening, and I'm the always the one that gets the call.
It was like, hey, if I don't pay my electric bill in the next 2 hours, they're going to turn it off. I'm like, man, really? You didn't know like a week ago?
Steve, it always says,
right.
Even when I make plans, somebody else plans it for me.
I'm going in the bad spot. Back now. KN4KFW.
And enjoying her time off.
She's the last day she's got to work until the 16th or 17th, something like that.
Get home till almost 9 o'clock last night.
Is there something with a customer?
Took her out to eat and then had to meet another distributor to drop off some stuff he needed. And then the wife had to stop at the grocery store. And so it's right at 9 o'clock before I walked through the door.
Long day.
Short night.
Old before your time.
What do you mean gonna be?
Good morning, guys.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Eric. KN4KFW. I could have used you yesterday. wasn't showing anything. I got up there almost to 78, and he come to screeching halt. Took me 35 minutes.
Hello to pick it up when they do a construction shutdown or something. Yeah, sorry about that. I was working at home yesterday, not dealing with any traffic.
I stopped in it, and everything turned red on the screen.
Right.
Every time I'd get right to the edge of the red, where it says it's clearing up, they'd move the red a little bit further out in front of me.
So that I haven't seen anything major yet, but I'm still pretty far north here. I'm in the 80s somewhere.
I think the problem was they were just taking up the cones. Now, usually they come against the traffic, but I think they were going with the traffic, and the police officers were blocking it. Man, that just causes all kinds of issues.
That'll be better.
He made the turn on the wrong side of the curve of the cones.
This morning, at least for me.
A bit better. When we first got on, it was not so good.
Tiny bit of scratchy, but at least I can understand what you guys are saying, unlike the other morning.
There's just a rough road.
Just a rough road. Come out here on 290. I'm getting close to the end, though.
Stay up and watch the debate tonight.
Everything they're gonna say.
Blah, blah, blah. He done it. Blah, blah, blah.
Boiled it for me.
8 Mile. Seen the movie 8 Mile.
Here.
That life, the early life of Eminem, the rapper.
Seen some of it, but not all of it.
Spoiler alert, but at the end of the movie when they're doing that sort of climax rap battle, one of the things that he says to his opponent is that, hey, I already know everything you're going to say against me. And he ran off and rattled off all the things that the dude was going to say against him, and so the guy was left with nothing else to say, so he just dropped the mic and forfeit.
Hold on, take a break and run in here and grab me something to drink. I'll be back in a minute. KO4HKX.
JKT.
That's for today.
I'm just going to go to work today. We have a wine class tonight, and then tomorrow I'm meeting Jody for lunch. At least I think we still are. I'm going to get a radio from him. Then Friday night we've got a class, Saturday a class, Sunday a class. We're doing an intense review of the Spanish Wine Scholar curriculum over the next few days, because we're going to take our test in a couple weeks. So, a busy, busy weekend.
Me said they had a bear in the campground on Monday.
They went through a hole under this railroad bridge. I'll come back to that one more time.
The campground emailed everybody and said they had a bear in the campground on Monday night. You must be coming up on the 80.
Yeah, a train bridge just north of exit 80. Leaving food out everywhere for bears to smell.
When we had the one in our yard, he was after the bird feeder.
Bear a couple of times, and both times were when I was hiking the Appalachian Trail, and they both ran away as soon as they saw us.
A couple of years ago in the backyard, we must have just been passing through. We hung around a couple of hours and, got the suet feeder and the bird feeder and the corn feeder and that, and then he was gone. Then we had one that just was passing through.
Camper this weekend?
Tonight, yeah. Today's Susan's last day at work, and she'll be off until like the 16th or the 17th.
Yeah, I'm taking Friday off next week because we don't get it as a holiday. I thought pretty hard about taking a couple of extra days off. I think I might take that following Monday off as well. Just give myself a nice 5-day break.
And I'm taking the Friday and then that whole next week.
Great gigs. I'm taking tomorrow and all next week.
I need to use, so I'll probably put on a couple of extra days. Things are pretty slow right now, so it's a good time anyway. And I almost never take a full week off when it's warm because everything is so busy. So this year is a little different. So at least I won't be taking, 3 weeks in December just to use my vacation.
Matco usually works out, so I'm taking the week of the 4th and the week between. Christmas and New Year, KO4HGX.
Up at work for scheduling vacation, at least just so our bosses know, you know. So I'll schedule all of my individual vacation days at the beginning of the year, and I'll try to plan for like taking July 4th week off and Labor Day week, Memorial Day week, because you know I get a whole week off for 4 days. And as I am not able to take those days because of work, I just reschedule the meeting until the end of the year, so you can see that my last day of the year will start creeping up until, you know, the 15th, the 14th, the 13th of December, and, you know, not in the office for 3 solid weeks sometimes.
Leads to a mountain of things that need attention when you get back.
85 North is closed at exit 75.
Thanks. I'm just now coming up on the business 85. I'll go ahead and get off.
Ladies blocking both lanes of traffic with their lights on, so they're getting ready to do something. It's not much of a backup now, but it's going to build pretty quick.
I'll take the scenic route. I mean, mile-wise, it's shorter. It's just the speed limit's lower.
We have business north to go to our direct tools outlet there in Spartanburg on the way home sometimes, and it could be, it could definitely be slower if there's traffic.
Same thing they did yesterday, you know, blocked it off, and then it's like, man, what a backup there was. I couldn't believe how many trucks there was yesterday.
They must have done it when I rolled by, you know, because there was only about a couple hundred yards of cars behind them, but yeah, there's definitely some traffic going north that's going to get a long line up there.
It took me an extra 35 minutes, and I was north of the 75. I must have been about the 78 or 79, and then when the traffic stopped, and it took forever. Skunk we had on the porch. What day it was, maybe Tuesday, I let the dog out like I normally do, and then, you know, she came back in a little bit later, and then about 5 o'clock, I saw the ring camera went off, and I looked, and it's a skunk on the back porch. It's like, man, I'm glad he wasn't there when the dog went out.
We get one out there that sprays. Our dogs are all inside a fence, but, you know, what if for whatever reason, you know, the dogs will smell it, and they'll go nuts, but, yeah, it can be pretty pungent.
Play no smell like that.
Smell anything from him, you know what I mean? Do they smell if they're not spraying?
Call him.
Thought he was a cat, just ran right up to him. Look up now, starting.
A wreck at Shelby overnight, I think a tractor trailer, something happened, they hit a telephone pole on 74, so they've got 74 eastbound closed. In Shelby, because they have to bring in new power poles and they get the lines off the road.
And a lot of traffic goes through there.
Jobs are blocked on, I guess, a little bit east of the Post Road intersection. So, yeah, it's going to be a bad morning.
I have to go into Charlotte this morning.
We don't have to go into Charlotte.
They're backed off in the ditch there at work on Friday.
Go again, Ken. I doubled with you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm glad not to have to go into Charlotte anytime I don't have to go into Charlotte.
You guys about the truck that backed off in the ditch on Friday?
But he hadn't told Eric.
Loaded him, and then he had to drive around the plant, you know, and scale. And then he was coming up the hill. Same driver that his truck stalled out on the hill last time he was here. And then he's trying to get it cranked and, you know, roll it back a little bit. And he let the trailer drop off into the ditch. And then the tractor didn't have enough power to pull him out. They had to get the wrecker at $450 an hour, minimum 2 hour pay, and then just to pull him out.
Driver or something? A low-time driver, like somebody new at it.
You know, I don't know. He just says his truck quit. And I struggle to believe. I think he's just in the wrong... Not that all of them are manual anymore, but I just think he was in the wrong gear. If I had an issue, I'd stop at the bottom, put it in granny low, and take off.
Is my pickup truck's got 4 low, and that will get you out of anything.
It'll break at one. That's generally the case. And we'll have to jump out of here. They got the doors open and are working already this morning. Guess they're trying to beat the heat. Y'all have a safe trip on in, and maybe I'll catch y'all this afternoon. And if I don't talk to you again, y'all have a good 4th of July, but I'm sure we'll be in touch. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW. And Google got me again.
Have a great day. Be safe. Yeah, stay cool. I got 82 degrees here at 6 in the morning. But anyway, maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. WTUJKT.
Yeah, come to a screeching halt here where I meet up at 85. And it's not showing. I mean, the red is still way back down 85. It ain't up to here yet. But, we're stopped.
Where are you right now?
100 yards from getting on 85.
Of me now, so maybe they close it a little, maybe close it further south too. I don't know. I'm coming up on exit 63.
The business 85 merges onto the 85 for whatever reason. We're really slow. I thought we'd be shooting by here because there shouldn't be any traffic because they got it all blocked up.
Well, can't win.
2 miles an hour.
The 285 machine, I can't even hear the repeater right now.
KN4TFW QSY.
W2JKT QSY.